every morning lean thine arms a while upon the windowsill of heaven, and gaze upon thy Lord. Then with a vision in thy heart, turn strong to meet thy day. The secret of prayer is secret prayer, when nobody but you and the Lord is there, and nobody sees if you're on your knees and you haven't a single critic to please. You can tell him you love him, and nobody will know, so they can't say it's all just put on or a show. You can laugh and rejoice over victories won. You can ask for new strength for a new day begun. You can pray for an hour or two or three, out loud, softly or silently. For nobody hears or sees the tears if you cry over burdens or sorrows or fears. If your eyes get all swollen and red, you won't care. You're just learning the secret of secret prayer. Let's pray those kind of prayers today. And the Lord hears, doesn't he? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all unrighteousness. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Oh,
hundreds of years before the coming of Christ, when he died upon the cross of Calvary, Zechariah, one of the Old Testament prophets, moved upon by the Holy Ghost, said these words. And it's recorded in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Now let me turn over to the Gospel of John chapter 19, recorded hundreds of years after Zechariah's prophecy. And John said, But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he that saw it bore witness, and his witness is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, They shall look on him whom they pierced. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. One of the glorious truths given to us in the scripture is God's ability to forgive sin. Now, make no mistake about it, God hates sin. And the Bible still says, What a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the wrath of God is against the ungodly and against the sinner. But also, make no mistake about it, God's great love reaches out to broken-hearted sinners who will repent of their wrongdoing. Asking forgiveness and the love of God will reach them and touch them. And the precious blood of Jesus will cleanse our hearts from every spot, every blemish. Yes, all those things are bad. That list of corruption that the New Testament gives us, they were wrong then, they're wrong today, and they will always be contrary to sound doctrine and to the spirit of God's love and purity. If you want to read some great chapters that gives us lists of things which are out of character for a Christian, read Galatians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, Colossians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And as you read those great chapters penned by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you will come to understand that there are things there listed that are out of character always for a Christian. These things are not even open for discussion. They're not open for debate, as a lot of people are doing nowadays. They're wrong. They're out of harmony with heaven. They're contrary to the spirit of purity and love and godliness and holiness. Listed in those chapters are things like adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, wrath, factions, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, jesting, anger, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, lying, stealing, homosexuality. Those things aren't even open for debate. The Lord lets us know very clearly, in black and white, these things are wrong, they're sinful, they're unholy, ungodly. But also, the Bible lets us know very clearly that if we will repent of our wrongdoings, whether it be anger or drunkenness, whether it be uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, whatever our hearts and lives and souls and minds are guilty of, The Bible lets us know very clearly, if we will repent of our sins, the love of Jesus will reach out and touch us and forgive us and wash us and make us as white as the driven snow. What a wonderful, hopeful message that is. What a joyful sound that brings to our ears. Not only does God hate sin, but thank God, He forgives sin in the hearts of those who will ask. But you've got to ask. This is not universally applied, it is individually applied. It is appropriated by faith in Jesus and in His blood. There is that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners who plunge beneath that flood will lose all their guilty stains. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I never know who may be directed by the Holy Spirit on any given morning to tune in to this radio station at this precise moment and listen to these words. I trust that they will be words spoken in due season, a word from the Lord to your heart. Dear friend, if there's sin in your life, first of all, God hates it. He detests it. And even though the world may gloss over it, and even a lot of churches, a lot of church people seem to get across the idea that it doesn't really matter anymore. Let me say it loud and clear, unequivocally. Oh, yes, it does matter. The Holy God is still opposed and against sin in our hearts and lives, and it does matter. And if there is sin in your heart, God hates that sin. But if you will come with brokenness of heart, contrition of soul, and pray, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, I've stumbled. I've done more than just stumble. Lord, I have fallen flat on my face. I've made shipwreck of my life. I have made bankruptcy of my soul. God, forgive me. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. Then I can tell you, upon the authority of God's word, there is no wrongdoing in your life. There is no area where you have gone astray, no matter how far. But what the love of Jesus will forgive you, His blood will cleanse you. And in this very moment, you can be made as white as snow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Let's cling to that promise. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all because of Calvary. But we've got to ask. The mercy of God is individually applied. He is rich, but He's only rich unto all that call upon Him. Those who are silent, those who ignore Him, those who reject Him, He isn't rich. But to those who call upon Him, He is rich in His saving grace to cleanse, to forgive, to restore, to make brand new. I think the word restoration is the most beautiful word in all the Scripture. David prayed, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Lord, I used to have it. I lost it. Restore it to me again. We were created in God's image. We lost it. Lord God, restore to me your image again. And you know what? He specializes in doing miracles. Why don't we just pray together right now? Wherever you happen to be, and I'm sure most of you are quite busy as you're doing the things you've got to be doing, but just slow down on the inside right now, inwardly. Be quiet for a moment. Let's pray together. Let me pray the sinner's prayer, and you pray it with me, out loud. You may be driving along your automobile, or out taking a walk, or sitting there in your living room, still lying up in bed. Let's pray it together. Just say this. Say it out loud. Dear God, pray that prayer with me. Dear God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I have gone astray. I have failed you, God. I have sinned miserably. I realize that it is my sin that helped to nail Jesus to the cross. Lord, I repent of it. forgive me. I put my trust in you, Lord, as my personal Savior. And I believe that in this very moment, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth me from all unrighteousness and makes my heart as white as snow. Lord, I put my trust in you. Your word promises that you are rich unto all that call upon you, and I call upon you this morning. I call upon you for salvation, for redemption, that my life be changed, that I be set free from the chains and the bonds that bind me. Be set free to follow you, Lord, to serve you, to love you. And I ask it in the precious name of Jesus, my Savior, who died upon that old rugged cross, that I might be saved and forgiven and made brand new. Thank you, God. Thank you for the cross of Jesus. Thank you for my Savior. Amen. Can you believe it? Rejoice. Thank him for it.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will claim
out of my bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into thy freedom, gladness, and light, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my sickness, into thy health, out of my need, and into thy wealth, out of my sin, and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my shameful failure and loss, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into the glorious gain of thy cross, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of earth's sorrows, into thy balm, out of life's storms, and into thy calm, out of distress to jubilant psalm, Jesus, I come to thee. Oh, dear friend, let's come out of our nothingness into God's greatness.
Out of my bondage,
dear friends, thank you for joining with me in Morning Devotions today. This is John Thrasher. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. I hope you have a good day. Walk with God. Let's love Him with all of our hearts and love each other. That's so important. God bless you.
Mother is so loving.